People, episode 10
with Don
and MJ.
You know, it's episode 10.
Yeah, I said that.
It's big news.
It is. It's a big deal.
That's
just hit the 10. Big 10. Two digits, baby.
Two digits, but
yeah.
10 episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
Kind of, yeah.
A little bit of a big deal.
You know, I got to tell you, standing up really does boost the energy. Standing up,
you're out of breath. I can hear it.
Well, that's because I was dancing around to that song
you were.
Before the whole thing.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's
why are you standing? I don't understand.
Well, it's mainly just because all our stuff is all over these chairs, and I already moved the mic so that it's a standing position.
Yeah, but you don't look comfortable. You look
awkward. Well, I know, but I'm also ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm ready to go, too, and I'm sitting.
Are you? You don't look ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
I'm not intimidated.
Well, you don't need to be that's different than being ready to go, isn't it?
No, I think they're the same.
Being ready to go is being the same as being intimidated?
No. If you're ready to go, it would intimidate me, because I see you being ready to go, and I'm like, oh, man.
What if I had a knife, and I was sitting?
Yeah, that's also intimidating.
So if I had a knife, and I was sitting, would that
you'd look ready to go with that knife.
Ready to go at it with the knife.
Yeah. Did you hear that noise?
Was that you?
It was a blizzard that I just had from...
Oh, that was from the back of your mouth. That
I know,
was disgusting.
It was just weird. It was like coming
well, you
back
don't have a, that's why you don't have a blizzard when you do a, just before you do a podcast.
Well, hey, lesson learned.
Oh. I'm glad we learned that lesson on the 10th episode.
Yeah.
Great.
Right. Hey, well, we're learning
special
as we
episode,
go.
Everybody. Don learned something about blizzards.
Tardlet. Little Tardlet.
Yeah. It's great.
Anywho.
Right. Don't like that mic there?
No, it was awkward for me.
I see.
Anyway, today, thought we would talk about a few things.
Mm, let's do that.
All of them were on my mind at some point today. First and foremost, just because it's on my mind, blizzards. No, that's not what I was going to say. I had to fill it with something. What was on
never
my mind?
Never have dead air.
Exactly.
Never.
Just fill it.
Just if you need to make a noise, just make a noise.
No dead air.
Right.
Dre, if you're listening, that's you, buddy.
Well, Dre is an idiot.
I know. Oh. We all know.
All right, let's not talk about him.
What I was going to say was that apparently a lazy eye, which is called something with an S.
Which you have.
Yes, I do. And apparently not just me, but one out of 100 kids in America has a lazy eye.
I'm not one of them.
Good for you. Why don't you pat yourself on the back and throw yourself out that window? Because I do have one, and I know a lot of...
Nice
well,
job,
I actually don't know a lot of people who do, but Kristen Bell has one.
And who?
Kristen Bell.
She does look like she has a lazy eye.
She doesn't look like anything. She looks, except amazingly hot. She's Sarah Marshall.
Here's what you want to do. You want to be like, oh, hey, Kristen Bell, what's going on? And they'd be like, oh, you have a lazy eye?
I have a lazy eye, too. Yeah, that is what I like to do.
That's never going to happen, though.
Says you.
It's the same one with, you know, with intelligence.
With a non-lazy eye.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, they don't know. Anyway, the reason I brought up lazy eye was because, as you know, today I've walked around with one half of my hat pulled over my good eye. And the reason that is because apparently the most common method for going about curing lazy eyes, in children at least, is covering up the good eye, normally with an eye patch. But seeing as how I didn't have one, and I didn't want to go buy one from the nearest kid Halloween costume store.
You can get one from, like, CVS or something like that.
I don't think CVS sells eye patches regularly.
My uncle got one. He had, like, laser eye
Pretty
surgery.
Sure he just had that from maybe his earlier days of creeping.
Yeah. Back in the day of his buccaneering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buccaneering day. Oh, hey, what's going on, Lou? Looks like Lou. Dr. Lou's deciding to join us.
Dr. Lou, what's going on? Looking good today, man.
Yeah, you are. Why are you looking good?
I'm looking good.
Did you get a haircut? Is that what it was?
Did he get a haircut? Don.
Is that all?
You like that? A little machismo?
Maybe. No,
it
looks,
I don't do that. No.
Well, anyway.
Okay, don't show that.
Either way.
I feel uncomfortable with you continuing fondling that.
I love it.
From
this side of the glass,
because you're
on
the wrong side of the glass. I'm right next to him.
Anyway, no, but apparently...
Oh! So it's getting close. It's getting real close.
Get over it. Be professional.
All right. Lou's gonna be in here, and I'm gonna go in the other room.
Yeah, get over here.
I can't hear you now.
I know you can. Anyway, what's going on, Lou?
Not much, man.
Good to see you, man.
Let me dive.
So,
turn my mic up.
Can you?
There you go.
You are really ruining this right now. I've been trying to carry on and talk, and both of you guys have just.
I couldn't hear you though.
I know.
Really good headphones.
I know. And so you're
Oh, my God, I have to stand. This sucks. Yeah. Oh, I'm angry.
Why do you guys not have chairs?
Well, we did.
Because John's being a dick and deciding to stand.
Same reason I decided to take the stairs this morning. Because
you
want to
be like...
active.
Because I think you want to be like Cisco.
No lie down from also, here. It looks like somebody's standing behind you. It's pretty creepy.
Yeah. Is it because my coat is hanging on the thing? Oh, that's crazy. That must look kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you have a kid with a lazy eye, don't even bother. Just cover up the good eye with an eye patch, and then about a month later,
just
hopefully they'll
be
all good.
Yeah, you're handing out those.
And so that's what I'm starting to do for myself.
Degrees.
And so far, by the end of today,
yeah, but you
I
look
have
ridiculous.
Well, I don't care. Because you know what's ridiculous to me is when I take off my glasses and I look at people that I care about, they can't focus on what I'm saying because my eye is dancing all over the place.
Is that your mom?
That's what, well, her and lots of others. I just feel like, at work on Sunday, I woke up.
Those people don't care about you.
Well, it doesn't matter. I was hungover. I was, you know, tired as hell. I lost my glasses. So about midway through the day, I start noticing that people are, you know, just kind of looking
taking
at me
a second
funny.
Look, right.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering what that's about. And then at the end of the day, when I walked to my car and I just, you know, opened the door, I'm like, what is it? Do I have something on my face? What is it?
Right.
I looked in the mirror, and my eye was all the way, as far as it could go, to the right.
Really?
It hit the wall. It
right.
was just totally outward. And I'm like, well, no fucking wonder.
Well, why didn't someone, why didn't you check yourself in the bathroom?
Why didn't someone what? Why didn't someone
tell you?
Let me know?
Well, yeah.
Don, your eye's not normally like that.
No, just be like, oh, hey, what's wrong with your eye?
What do you mean, what's wrong with my eye?
And then, like,
and
it's all cocked to the side.
Well, I guess, but there's really nothing I can do to fix that.
Well, you could have pulled your hat over it.
We can't wear hats at Banana Republic.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Don't they have hats at Banana
Republic? They do. If it was one of their hats,
right.
I might be able to get away with
but
it.
You're
they
a
don't
stock
usually
boy.
Have, like, winter hats.
No.
You know? No, not really.
Like
they've
a skull cap?
No, they don't. They've got, like, newsy caps, and they've got, like...
Newsy caps?
Yeah, you know, like, those trendy, like, things that cover your head, and then they're, like, soft on top, and then there's, like, a bill, and they, like, you know, but it's short.
That sounds like a hat.
It's a newsy hat.
A short hat that's soft on the top, but hard on the front.
Yeah.
That's every hat, Don.
No, it isn't. This winter hat's
every hat with a bill.
Front.
That's every hat with a bill.
Okay, fine, you're right. And
I am right.
Has those. Congratulations.
Time to clap.
Again, congrats again for not having a lazy eye and for being right about hats.
Well,
you're two
you know,
for two.
Well, you know.
And you're an asshole.
Well, that's three for three then, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Woo!
Yeah, and what else can we talk about?
The gays.
Okay.
Not
we can go there.
Just them.
Not just them.
But
what
specifically
about,
Uganda. And then being
yes.
ridiculous about
yeah.
the gays.
There was apparently, yeah, there's been a movement for a while, but for right now, as far as I know, being gay is a crime punishable.
I know
by death.
I know they're trying to pass it. I don't know if it actually got passed.
It did.
It did get passed. Well,
yeah.
good.
Maybe that's
nice
why
job.
It was in the news.
Okay. Well,
like
that's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome.
Does that,
good
does
move.
That make you happy?
Not specifically, but I'm glad we're cracking down on the gays. They're getting too flamboyant. You know what I mean? They were acting out a little too much, you know what I mean? Like, cut it back to normal, you know what I mean?
What's normal?
No nip rings, none of that stuff.
Well, can you have a nip ring and not be gay?
You can.
I feel like maybe...
If you're a chick, you can, but, yeah, mostly guys don't, you know what I mean? I feel weird when guys get nip rings or any kind of, like, piercing besides, like, an ear. Even an ear. I don't know why guys get piercings at all. There's no good reason for a guy to get a piercing.
Why anybody get a piercing, for that matter?
Chicks get them for earrings, which I understand.
Yeah,
like
but
little
why,
accessories.
Why put an extra hole in your face?
Something to put in, you know, if you get bored
just
during sex.
Do. There's a lot of holes there as it is.
There's
pores.
Plenty of...
What if I wanted my pores pierced?
You couldn't. They're too small.
Well, maybe for your piercing artist. Mine is surgical, and
yeah.
you can get every one of my pores.
That'd be disgusting.
To you?
It's anyone who looks at you. You
no.
look like Hellraiser.
I. You mean like a
Hellraiser
hero?
No, Hellraiser.
Badass. Who's Hellraiser? Stop saying it.
The movie Hellraiser. They have all the pins Hellraiser. In his face.
Nope.
Sorry, really?
Any bells.
One more thing that Don doesn't know about. Shocking, everybody.
Sorry,
shocking.
I don't watch movies about creepy evil men.
Do you know what I'm talking about,
Lou?
I do know. What
yeah.
That
thank
yeah,
you.
Hellraiser. Congratulations.
Of course.
Go back and sit in your room by yourself and watch it.
There's
again.
Like four of them. Honestly.
Hellraisers.
Yeah. The guy
okay.
just, I don't know, he just
sorry.
Has pins on his face.
Okay, sorry I missed out. It sounds extremely worthwhile.
It wasn't good, it was shitty
really?
Movies, but that's
oh,
not the point.
Oh, man, it seems like the point.
So the point is you would know about it, anyone who knows about it.
Anyone who knows about it what?
Anyone who knows about anything, you don't know anything.
That's your point?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen Hellraiser.
There's one more thing that you don't know a reference for that I can't give.
Well, all right, rack them up. Rack them up.
It's fine.
Rack them up.
It's probably about 12 now. Probably more.
Probably. I don't probably know. Probably. More. Start a tally now.
Ah, fine. One.
Okay. There you go.
All right, good.
I'm fine with that. I don't know Hellraiser. Put a little note next to it that it was Hellraiser. Anyway, yeah, in Uganda, now they're killing gays.
Not killing gays.
Yeah, they're
making
them.
Punishable by death if you are gay.
That's right. And anyone who knows a gay, if you have any sort of, if you have any sort of authority, like with religious or political or law enforcement, any sort of authoritative position, you could face up to 7 years. In prison,
if you don't turn in a gay,
yeah. Don't say something about it. If you're just an ordinary citizen and you see some gay activity and you fail to mention it, that's 3 years.
How do you think they test for it? Do you think they like?
Well,
I mean, they could test for like straight guys. They just put on like a gay porn and they just go, oh, okay, that's enough. Don't need it.
That's the gay test.
Right,
if they're disgusted by gay porn.
I would rather claw my eyes out than watch gay porn. Wouldn't you?
No, I like my eyes where they are. I wouldn't claw them out.
All right. Lou, you with me on this one?
I would look away.
Look away, not claw your eyes out.
Well, no, the choice is either watch the gay porn.
You just said you would rather claw your eyes
then
out.
Then watch
you said, am
gay
I with
porn.
You?
No, yeah, then no. Watch gay porn.
Yeah, no, I would much rather just turn away.
Not an option.
Then I'll
this
watch
is
the porn.
Gay test.
I'll watch the gay porn.
You watch the gay porn, really?
And keep my eyes? Fuck yeah.
No. Two guys cornholing? I ain't failing that.
Cornholing.
What?
Such a ridiculous term. Did you know they call the game of bags in Chicago, you know, tossing beanbags?
Yeah.
They call that cornholing.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Who does?
Chicagoans. Have you heard the term cornholing?
Never.
No, it's called bags.
Maybe it's not in Chicago. Maybe it's in Wisconsin.
Where
or
they
something.
Have all they have
but,
is corn.
Well, somebody somewhere calls it cornholing. And I've
heard
it enough
it
where
sense.
It's stuck in my head and it wasn't
it's
just like
probably not even beanbags. It's corn bags.
Oh.
Probably. Bags of corn.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. In Wisconsin, all they have is corn. So
that's
they
not all they have.
Mainly.
They gotta have some cheese.
They got cheese.
They have cheese and corn.
They got beef up there. They got good beef.
All right. Well, they have cheese, corn, and beef. All right. They have three things. And they're not gonna put beef in a bag. That'd be disgusting.
They have Culver's.
Yeah, but that's beef.
And cheese. They have cheese.
And corn.
There. Yeah. Well, do they have corn?
I think they have corn on the cob. The point is, it's a hole. It's a bag filled with corn.
You know,
it's cornholing.
I was born in Wisconsin. You know that?
That sucks. I'm sorry.
It doesn't really suck.
Well,
I feel like it's more active than like some areas of Illinois.
What is Wisconsin?
Yeah, dude.
Where?
The drive down to Springfield. God, was that
well, Springfield
dull.
Sucks.
There you go.
Most of
it. And the whole state of Wisconsin is not like that. There's a lot of. I've been down in the city. It's bumping.
It's bumping. Really?
It's bumping.
It's a happening place.
Yeah, UW-Madison is actually quite
don't
a
know
hot
that
spot.
Is.
It's in, well, use your deductive reasoning, UW-Madison.
Where is it?
You'll figure it out. It's in Madison, capital of Wisconsin.
Interesting.
Up a little farther north, right off the lake. It's like right off the water.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's nice. It's nice there. They got buildings. Lots.
Buildings.
They got
buildings.
They got buildings.
That automatically
they
makes
got,
them.
Wow.
Happening.
Parking.
Look at
cars.
Everybody. They got buildings.
That's a city. That's a city.
Well, here's the thing. When you have to use the fact that they have buildings and bars as your only reference point as how good they are, that just shows how crappy Wisconsin is.
Okay. Well, I wasn't being serious. It's a city. It's not Chicago, but it's better than Springfield. It's better than what other cities have I been in? Not too many.
Not too many.
So it's up there.
Right. Right.
It's better than Indiana.
Well,
than the whole state of Indiana.
Yeah. Well, oh, my God.
Have you seen that?
Or Gary.
Gary, Indiana.
Have you passed Gary, Indiana? Have
I passed
been?
It.
Oh, I hate Gary, Indiana.
I used to go to Gary when I was a kid.
What?
As punishment? Like, your parents would be like, we're going to send you off to Gary, Indiana.
It was
stop
really nice,
out.
Dude, like, compared
whoa.
To Chicago when? At the time.
When was Gary ever nice?
Hmm. It was nice to me.
Well,
Gary
I think you have low
nice
standards of quality then.
Well,
because
do you know where I live?
I don't know where you live.
Exactly.
Do you live in hell? Because that's the only place lower than Gary, Indiana is what I imagine. It goes... It might be actually below hell. It goes like Gary, then hell, then, I don't know, India.
I live in Inglewood.
You love Indians.
I love Indians. I hate India. India as a place sucks.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's like a...
By the way,
know,
you guys, like, I forgot to tell you.
What's
sorry
up?
For coming in late.
That's
oh,
right. Don't
hey.
Worry
about
it.
Don't
hey,
worry about
it. You were going after a chick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, then that's always,
did you see her?
Always excusable.
I didn't see her, no.
Oh, man.
Was she
good looking?
So good the
looking.
Indian one in 7-Eleven?
No, actually, it was this black chick, but she's light-skinned.
He always goes, oh.
Yeah.
There is nothing.
She's pretty good looking, guys.
Nothing. I love light-skinned black girls.
I may leave again because...
To get a BJ?
She comes out at 7. And
oh, okay.
I'm going to try and
we're trying to wrap up the show at around 7
that's
anyway.
That's exactly what
so.
I was talking about. We're trying to wrap that up.
Right. But yeah, that's why I think you like white, light-skinned black chicks because you like black chicks because
yes,
they got
do.
The big asses and whatnot. Mm. But you
light
want...
Light skin makes it feel less dirty.
Exactly, for your mom and whatnot. You can bring her home and be like, no, my mom, my dad, she's just really tan. Don't worry about it.
Well, this girl, Don, she has, like, blonde streaks in her hair naturally.
What?
Really nice green eyes.
Naturally. Who is this girl?
Yeah, what is she?
She's not... part of the radio thing.
Really? She just walked out of the Narnia wardrobe? Is that where she came from?
TV.
Why is she doing
so
here?
So you know she's good looking.
Yeah, TV, they're always good looking on TV. Well, not,
no, not necessarily.
I've seen
a couple on the TV.
Right, and they should
like,
be,
how'd you get
you
there?
Should be behind the camera.
Exactly. I'm like,
right.
what are you doing on TV?
You should be giving out food and craft. You should be in craft service.
You should be the craft service.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She'd be wiping the table.
Be the powder lady.
Does anyone, like, does someone go to Hollywood wanting to be in craft services? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm sure somebody has at some point.
Well, someone has.
People got to eat, right?
Yes, people have to eat.
That was the person who wanted to go to Hollywood and be in craft services.
Right.
People got to eat, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All them things.
Gonna do that. Yeah. But what were we talking about? Oh, Uganda.
Right. But that's
you know
depressing.
What? No, forget about that.
Yeah,
all right. Guys with tats. Does anyone
when
like
you say tats? Do you mean tits
tattoos
or tattoos?
Tattoos.
Because guys with tits, not cool either.
No, that is not cool. No.
But guys with tattoos,
I don't like it either.
Really?
No.
I think if the tattoos
barbed wire around your arm,
well, you're talking
that's
about
tribal stuff on a white dude. No.
Yeah,
that's
you're
what
right.
Cisco has.
Yeah,
Cisco
there,
has.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, you're associating tattoos themselves with people that you hate.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I try to do with most things.
Don't do that. Okay, see, if a tattoo is done properly and for a decent reason, I think it's awesome.
I don't like when people get, like, those rest in peace ones, which I realize is, you know, happening in the
probably one of the better reasons to get one.
Why?
To remember somebody.
You
to
can't,
show that you remember them.
You can't remember the person? You have
I'm
to
sure
show
that they,
everyone?
They I'm sure that they do, but it's more of like
but
a...
But here's the thing. Then someone goes, oh, hey, who's that? Oh, that's my cousin who died.
That's
yeah,
attention horn.
Great.
That's attention horn.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
R.I.P. Okay.
And, you know what? Like, why are you bringing that? Why? Like, it could come up in
okay.
a conversation.
What if it doesn't
no
say...
No joke. Really, quick sidebar.
Go ahead.
This girl's doing her radio show. Personal bit. Oh, you know, all you haters out there hating on me for hanging out with my boyfriend who just passed this past weekend. Like, why would you say
Whoa.
That on the
This was in your show?
Yeah.
It's black?
Yeah.
Debbie Downer, dude.
Yeah,
we
all
air?
Looked like, what? And I had to read a commercial after that. I was
Aww.
Like, and you're like,
you have to be all bubbly and
yeah,
like.
Right.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Right. Grab the new Toyota Prius, everybody.
Exactly. The safest car
right.
out there.
Right. You have to do a funeral home commercial.
But like, I'm guessing, like, apparently he passed away. She worded it wrong. He passed away, I guess, like, 2 weeks ago. But she hung out this weekend at the cemetery.
Oh, that.
Oh.
That's not creepy at all.
She didn't word that wrongly. She just... Is a
she,
creep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She didn't want to tell everyone that she'd been hanging at the cemetery.
And it was just like, yeah.
First of all, you're not doing a real radio show. This
yeah.
is in a class,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So why would you bring that up?
It's true. That's
I think
just
she
like,
just wants sympathy.
Probably.
Yeah, because this is the last
horn.
Week of classes. She's like, if I bring it up,
exactly.
maybe my teacher will say, hey, listen, don't worry about
you
it.
You can have a good grade.
Right, exactly. What the fuck?
I don't know, dude. We were like, what the
Is she
fuck?
Not a good student?
Well, she hasn't been a good student. All
there
yet.
We go. I'm going to get sympathy.
Who was it? Just out of
say the name. Say the
no,
name.
No. Well, if yeah, sorry. Just out of curiosity, I don't want to let badmouth anybody.
She's
I just want to know if I know.
She's not gonna know. You're not gonna know her. Her name's Sam.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a black chick.
You Sam is a strange black chick name.
You wouldn't know her.
Yeah.
It's Samantha, basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
What do you mean, basically? What is her real name?
Samantha.
Sam.
Oh, okay.
Sam Kwanda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like you know. She,
I don't know.
They black it up.
I don't listen to the name. It's
exactly right.
She attractive?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's why
no.
I brought it
that's
up.
Why you don't listen.
That's
why
her boyfriend killed
name,
himself.
Right? Oh. I feel like I felt like
yeah.
a lightning bolt go right by my head on that one.
He probably got
Woo.
Shot. I'm pretty sure he got shot.
Well,
her,
he's a black guy.
Like 2 weeks ago,
odds.
I saw her. I saw
Let's
her.
Play the odds. Oh, my God.
How do you know he's a black guy? You know who she's dating?
She's
a black
she's
chick.
She's chick.
Probably
gonna
so
play the
automatically
black guy.
She has to date
Well,
a
she's
black
probably,
guy.
I'm saying, playing the odds. Playing the odds. She's dating a black guy.
I date black chicks. I'm not black.
Well, I know that, Lou, but you may get shot
you
one day.
Indian
you date Indian,
not Indian.
Yes,
you're
I know.
Not Indian.
No, I'm not.
You may be killed one day for being gay.
if I go to Uganda, yeah, I'm going to get shot. That's right.
Very true.
What do they do? Do they just give them the death penalty? Or
I'm
going to
tell you how they do. I'm going to tell you how they do the test. It's basically make them watch porn. If they get hard, they're gay.
That's what I would assume, yeah. Right.
Because remember when the Kobe thing came out?
Yeah.
And all that bullshit?
Right.
Yeah. They were trying to say he was a pedophile, too, or something.
But didn't he... Wait, what was this?
Yeah,
Kobe,
Kobe Bryant,
they
right?
They said he was a pedophile? Well, they said he was a pedophile?
They said something about they were going to show him porn, and if he got hard, then that's how they...
Well, here's the thing. Didn't he, like, bang, like, a 16 or 17-year-old or something like that?
Some yeah, that's why.
Here's the thing. As a guy, you think to yourself, if a 16 or 17-year-old comes up to my thing, and I'm 30, I'm going after that. You know, she wants me, obviously. For no? No one's with me on this one?
Nope. You're alone.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Crickets.
I spent the entire summer, like I told you, the last half of my summer, I was looking for a job. Most days, like, I would, like, work out, I would tan, I was just begging for anything to do, and also, around the same time, I would just, like, be done tanning. My sister would come home from volleyball camp with all her 17, 18-year-old volleyball teammates wearing their volleyball uniforms.
Oh, and those are so tight and so small.
I can't even tell you, like, how ridiculous it was for me. I had to, you know, lock myself in the basement. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Thank you, Leo.
You're, like, looking through the closet door and just breathing.
Right. No, Don's
up. I'm fogging up the glass. Like, they're sitting outside, and I'm just like, hey. Yeah. Hey there. Hey.
Nope. Just don't mind me, girls. Don't mind me.
Girls want some lemonade.
Where's the other hand, Don? Don't worry about that.
Why is your arm moving? Such a very strange
your shoulders moving. I don't understand. Right. I'm just cutting up some olives.
The point is that, like, when you're 30, okay,
you're supposed to know better.
I was going to say, like, you're supposed to exercise some
judgment.
Sort of judgment.
Right.
You know, she's 17. She's going through some stuff, and...
Let's say you're 16 or 17 year old. You go up to Britney Spears' hotel or whatever. You know what I mean? And you think to yourself, you want to go there and you want to have sex with her, right?
Britney Spears?
Well, whatever. During the time when she was attractive, back when she was cool.
Yeah, she was above 18 for that. Jamie Lynn Spears is not yet above
18. Okay, let's say even a 30-year-old
Miley
chick.
Miley Cyrus. There
you go. No. I'm talking about you as a 16-year-old going up to a 30-year-old.
Oh,
you know
Jennifer
what I mean?
Lopez. That's
fine. Jennifer Lopez, right.
That's who you use
fine.
All the time.
Okay, fine. Jennifer Lopez. You go up there, and you're like, if there's a chance that I could have sex with a chick, I'm going to take it, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. So as a guy, you think to yourself, if she's coming up to my hotel room,
right.
And she's kind of giving it up.
He's also Kobe. He
what?
Is Kobe fucking Bryant.
Yeah. He's also
Why
a man.
Why wouldn't you walk into the nearest bar, grab three hot... of age girls and go back up to the same
because
hotel
this one's
room.
Right here and she's obviously wants it.
That's fine. Excuse
and first of all,
that's what I mean though.
The other thing is the age of consent is so goddamn different in
now
all
it's,
of this
now
country.
It's yeah
Every
now it's 17 in
different.
Illinois
Oh,
17
really?
In Illinois, and I think
what
16,
it used to be?
16
as
if
long
you can...
As you don't record it, it is legal in the state of Illinois.
Really?
Yeah.
I even heard 16 if you can prove, like, willful consent or something
right,
like
yes.
that. Right,
yes. Please sign this
exactly.
document.
Right. Sign this.
Right. Well, you, as a sophomore.
That's what I was wondering. Like, does there have to be witnesses? Do you have to have a signature? Like, how
mom,
do you prove?
Get in here. Mom, come on. We need a witness.
Can't tell anybody about this. I already told my mom.
Right. Yeah, it'd be great. No, but, it's so different, like, in, like, some parts, in, like, the South, obviously, it's, like, 14.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And
that's
it's, like,
fine.
What? So, make it...
There's grass on the field.
We need to make
ball.
It universal. You know what I mean? Like, cigarettes and liquor, we need to say, like, you know, if you're 16 or 17, you're in.
That's true.
You're in.
But people always argue the whole case-by-case thing. It's, like, you
Fuck
know...
Fuck that
case-by-case,
biz. Whatever.
Well, they're just, like, you know, it's, like, for instance, me. Like, I was kind of a late bloomer. Like, at 18, I was drinking, but I was definitely not ready to responsibly handle alcohol. Like, being present in my day-to-day life.
Right. So what? We should do a case-by-case basis of alcohol?
No.
No. So we should make it 21 for alcohol, 18 for cigarettes.
I don't like 21 for alcohol. It's
well,
so
you don't like 21
pointless.
For... It is pointless.
You know, I mean, in Europe, the kids... And they have so much less problems with it.
There's ways
DUIs.
Of getting alcohol
yeah, but you know what?
They, 21 anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's like it's like beer is 15 for them, you know? And
yeah,
like
but driving is 18.
Liquor.
Would you like that?
I would.
I know.
I didn't get my license until I was 18. Neither did my sisters.
Why
it's
not?
Because my mom didn't want me to. Like, I got my license when I was, like, I'm sorry, I got
Nerd
my permit
alert.
And stuff. Okay, well, you know what, why don't you just, I don't even care.
I do what my mom says, everybody.
Well, actually, it was more that my mom got me a car when I was 18. And
what?
So that's, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
That's what it was. I didn't drive until I was 18, but then when I turned 18, I got my own car.
That's bullshit.
Oh, yeah, now it's not cool. Now pout away. That was fine by me.
I had to pay for my own fucking car.
Yeah, I know.
You dick.
All I had to do was not drive before I was 18. You know, the insurance dropped, everything, you know, whatever.
I hate you so
much. Yeah, I think it's a much better move. I think it's a lot safer. I see so many... I got rear-ended by, like, two 16-year-old girls even before I was driving.
Well, girls don't know how to drive.
No.
Plus, 16-year-old, they're even dumber.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I should have been rear-ending like,
if anybody, yeah, that's what I was going to say. If anybody should be rear-ending anybody.
Exactly. Right. I was just saying, yeah. I should have been rear-ending them.
Yeah, that'll teach them.
Yeah.
Right. And then you got to drive. And then it turns into a porn somehow, and you're like, okay, wait, well, so, sorry we rear-ended you. There's only one way to make this up, ladies.
Do you want our insurance information? No, no. Why don't we just go and talk?
Boom.
Right. Enter a van or whatever, right?
Boom. You rear-ended my white windowless van. Let me talk to you in the back.
Right. Yeah. With shag carpeting.
Shag carpeting is so unforgivably gross. Like, do you ever, like, walk through a shag carpet and it's, like, all crusty and there's crumbs in it and
that's
stuff?
That's where the jizz happens.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. Shag carpet is, like, it's so hard to clean. It's so tacky. Shag's no good.
Well, that's
what if somebody had shag bed sheets? I feel like that's just begging for trouble.
That would beg for... Oh, imagine all the wet dreams you have and if you pissed your bed.
And how...
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's true. You always gotta be thinking about that.
Right.
What if I pissed the bed?
Right, or what if you shit the bed? It's never going to get out, you know what I mean?
Not from shag.
It's like peanut butter and, you know.
If I shit my shag bed sheets, I would just toss those out.
Yeah, you're never going to get rid of all of it, you know what I mean? It's like glass.
Never.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would probably, actually, if I woke up and I had shit my shag bed sheets and there was, like, a woman in the bed with me, I'd probably, like, throw myself out the window. That'd be it.
I would probably too.
Waking up and finding that I'd shit myself is just, like, the lowest of the low that I was going to hit.
Although, what if you peed on your girlfriend?
Oh, I've done that.
What?
Not my girlfriend. I was just, like, so drunk one time that I woke up one, like, you know, like 4 a.m. because she was, like, shaking me and waking me up and, like, the bed was, like, all wet. And I was just like, I don't remember any of this.
Right.
But the next morning she explained it to me as I was cleaning up the bed. And she said that when she woke me up, I was like, what? What's the matter? She goes, you pissed the bed. And I was like, no, I didn't. And she goes, yes, you did. You just said, I saw you do it. And I was like, no, that was you. And I literally blamed her in my drunken stupor. I just blamed her.
That was you, you bitch.
Yeah. No, I've only ever been that drunk one time. And that's the only time it happened. But I've done that.
Right.
Feels kind of bad. Well, not now, actually. I feel kind of
funny. Right, now it's a funny story.
I was like, wow.
I'm an asshole.
Not that I was an asshole. I was just like, I didn't realize how inebriated I was to totally lose control like that.
Yeah, inebriated. I like that word.
It's good.
It's good.
It's a good way to describe the whole thing.
Except everyone knows what it means, so.
Inebriated.
Right. You can say it to your teacher, like, oh, I'm so inebriated.
I was so inebriated last night.
Oh, what?
Sorry about the homework. I was inebriated.
Right, and then the teacher goes, all right, you're drunk. I know what you're doing.
You're drunk right now. I can smell
the vodka on your breath. You're disgusting.
Yeah. Can I also just say, I've had this writing and rhetoric 2 class this entire semester.
You've been blowing that class off every time.
And can I just tell you, I'm about to pass it. But, like, it's just because my teacher is so, like, nice and so laid back.
Yeah.
Like, just being here at Columbia. Like, I told you, not only have I blown it off, like, so many times. Like, you know how Columbia gives you, like, those 3 absences and that's it? Then you're supposed to fail?
And 3 absences.
I've had probably 7 or 8 easily. Easily. And this is a class. It's twice a week. It's twice a week. It's the hour and a half. But I'd say easily 7-8 times, probably more. That's just the times that she's been counting. And yet, she's totally going to let me pass the class next week when I hand in this paper.
Honestly.
And I met with her this morning, and I didn't have, like, an excuse for missing Monday's class. I told her that I missed today's class because my car had problems.
I was like,
not responding well to the weather. And I just walked in, and she was just like, man, this semester has been rough for you. I was like, life kind of blows right now. And then she just gave me everything she gave the class and told me what to do.
My boyfriend just died.
right.
You don't even know.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Sorry. My boyfriend just died. I was at the cemetery.
Right, yeah. No, I would kick your ass, okay, honestly. So
if I was a teacher... I would hate me as a student.
I would too.
I wouldn't stand
for it. I hate you right now.
Truthfully.
I hate Dre, like our teacher.
Don't compare me to Dre.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you. My work reflects way more effort than Dre's could ever hope to.
Yeah, but you don't come in for class. So you're...
This is Columbia, man. This is about performance. This is about results.
Yeah, but if
Dre,
you have a...
It's weird because Dre actually tries.
Yeah, he tries
but
and he sucks.
You don't try, but I do deliver results.
You're about average.
I'm above average.
A little bit above average.
If I wasn't above average, there's no way my teachers would be able to stand for it.
I don't really think you're retarded, and I just feel bad for you.
It's because I let them think that when I walk in late.
Yeah, you trick them, right.
And I'm like, I'm very sorry, but I was trying to figure out the elevator, and it wasn't looking for me.
Right. Yeah, that works for about 2 or 3 days.
This works the whole semester.
The whole semester?
Except that when I see them outside of class, I have to immediately jump back into that persona. Like, so that's kind of awkward.
Yeah,
I'm assuming that
with
would be
the girls, it'd be horrible.
It's really... Yeah,
yeah, you really cut
really
off
bad.
Any chance with all the chicks in the class.
Like, what are you, schizo and your other personality's
right.
a retard?
And a little bipolar.
Worst medical condition here. Schizo and one of your multiple personalities is
retarded. And he's the main one as well. You know?
He's the main one. Yeah, the other one's like paranoid and delusional. One of them's just totally retarded, no function.
Yeah. And one of them's like a cool guy, and he's like, don't worry about that. Oh.
Remember when people, I was watching Tropic Thunder the other night. Do you remember when people got all pissed off because they used the word retard rapid fire so many times? Come on.
I love the word retard.
So do I.
It's such a good word.
I say it all the time.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It's just fun to say.
It is fun. But you know, I had a class.
You say it when not describing a retard.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, I had one of my classmates or whatever. She's like, the word retard really hurts because my brother, he's mentally retarded, and so that really hurts him. I was like,
really? You think is he calling you right now and saying if anyone
right, first of all,
a retard,
he doesn't know what's going on. Let's be honest. Second of all. He's not going to remember it after about a day.
Third of all, you just called him retarded yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I was like, okay, see, that's why, like, saying someone's a retard is literally, like, just kind of like an insultive, joking, all-encompassing term for being, like, stupid.
It's
now,
race.
You're not, like you just said, Lou, as long as you're not describing somebody with a legitimate disability
and you're calling them a retard.
Or they have some sort of impairment or something like that, and you're calling them retarded, yeah, that would hurt. But normally when people have a brother with some sort of condition, they don't say my brother's mentally retarded, they say he's got astigmatism or he's got, like, a...
Or he's mentally handicapped.
Exactly. He's handicapped. He can't process, I don't know, vowels or something like that.
He only says consonants.
Yeah.
He only says consonants. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I just said, yes, that's true.
Right.
Except
right. And
without the vowels.
Right. Because that's Carthage. Yeah.
We got to stop.
Everything just turns into one long thing.
If we had to do an entire show with just consonants.
We're going
to
close the show. With just consonants. I think you're adding the vowels.
He is. He's just whispering
you're
them.
Just,
no, I'm not.
Whispering them doesn't mean you're just saying the consonants.
That's it.
It's close.
Okay, I can't do it, okay? I need my vowels.
We all need our vowels.
Do it in vowel chain.
Do it
in...
Oh, fuck you.
What is it?
Vowel chain where you just say the vowels. Like,
oh, I love that.
R-I-G. Or R-A. That'd be
right.
Oh, my God. A, utter L.
Yeah, okay, I never spoke
now
like that.
Now that's when you
that
speak like
retarded.
A retard.
I was just going to say, you yourself. Sound like, oh, well, good.
Hey,
you,
your L.
Your L.
What the fuck is wrong with us? All right, we have to close the show.
Right now, before we start really...
Moving into actual full retard. Because Lou has to go bang a light-skinned black chick. Don has to look more like Superman because...
just because that's what I do.
Thank you. Solid.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like
thank you.
Just woke up this morning, put on my nice red Carthage hat and the solid light blue waffle print tee.
Waffle print.
That's what they call these.
Yeah.
Thermal,
awesome.
Maybe. Anyway, but yeah, I'm sorry.
And I have to go masturbate. So.
So
not right
always,
now, obviously.
Yeah, please wait if you could.
Always, it is... Make sure to check out the blog.
That's right.
Avoiding People.
Forgot to plug it.
.blogspot.com. Oh, yes.
Thanks for the reverb.
Bring in
Dr.
the reverb.
Lou.
It's going to be tough to understand this, but that's okay. Avoidingpeople.blogspot.com or avoidingpeople@gmail.com.
Email us.
Any kind of email.
And we will respond to you.
Or
Thank
Gmail.
You very much again.